the meaning of sainthood. What is the meaning of sainthood? Does it mean having soldiers, a crown, and a throne? Perhaps the one who has sainthood in his nafs, within himself, is a saint. Sainthood is to have sovereignty over one's self, one's states, one's attributes, one's speech, and one's silence. The one whose wrath or grace is appropriate while he is speaking or silent is a saint. The people of wisdom don't say, "We are incapable and he is the powerful one." You have to become powerful and strong in every attribute that you might be silent at the time when silence is called for. Respond at the moment for response, and show wrath when it is the moment for wrath, and kindness when kindness is appropriate. Otherwise, such a person's attributes become a calamity for him or her, and they cause pain because they are not ruled by him. Rather, they rule over him. A person becomes a ruler if he is not a slave. Turning Grace. Day and night I am occupied with praying for you, because there are accidents on the way. One kind of accident is an accident that may occur in the future. The other is the accident that is already occurring. An accident that is already happening can't be avoided through prayers, but through prayer you can turn around one that may still be distant. Some say, "Our God is kind, our God is good, but not for others." With such a strong partiality, they find a God and make the mistake of thinking that what they imagine to be God is God. God grants abundant grace to his servants. But it says, "Servants, where are those servants?" The best of human beings is the one who most benefits others. The prophet said, "The best of human beings is the one who most benefits others." But how can one who doesn't know what good is do something good? How can those who don't know what a year is and who haven't understood what life is wish each other long lives? A single small silver coin given into the hand of a man of God is better than 1,000 silver coins that come into the hand of a man who is fond of himself. Don't cling to anything but him. One has to make amends for one's faithlessness. We have spoken of making amends, and we have taught the way, and that way is to offer up the world. Those saved from the covetousness of their own souls, they are the ones who achieve prosperity. Make such an effort that it might be useful enough to protect you when the day of separation comes. If you keep him in front of your eye, nothing else remains.